Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Health is a Trust and Responsibility. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the most noble and the most generous. It is He who has blessed us with the blessings of health and has placed that as a trust and responsibility to be upheld. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and have taqwa of Allah in order that you may succeed. Brothers and sisters, indeed the blessings of health is a blessing that Allah has bestowed upon us as a trust. And he has affirmed that we will be questioned about this blessing and will be taken into account in this regard. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, and then you will surely be asked that day about the blessings that you received. Ibn Mas'ud and Ibn Abbas both narrate about this verse, may Allah be pleased with them all, that the blessings intended in this verse include the blessings of good health and the ability to benefit through the healthy faculties of hearing and seeing. Such an understanding is further proven from the Quran itself, which states that a person will be asked about his faculties of hearing and seeing, as well as his health on the Day of Judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, about all those one will be questioned. In similar regard, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ, that the feet of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall not move on the Day of Judgment until he is questioned about four things. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to mention one of them as being about his body and how he expended it. In connection to this imperative, a poet once mentioned, O shepherd of your own soul, do not be heedless of that which you are in care of, for you will be questioned about all placed in your care. So we as believers should be conscious, brothers and sisters, of this responsibility, the responsibility to look after our health, to look after our body as this has been entrusted to us. And we should strive to preserve what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of the soundness of health, whether it be of bodily health, or mental health, or most importantly, spiritual health. And this entails that we take the means to prevent that which causes us harm and causes others harm, and we take the means to bring about that which causes us purity and good health and allows for good health for others. Such an attitude would enable not just a sound life, but would help facilitate a sound and healthy society. And all of this would be acting in accordance with the words of Allah, wherein he says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Do not kill yourselves. Indeed, Allah is to you ever merciful. In other words, do not do anything of what would cast yourself or others into danger that could threaten your lives. For this would be acting in accordance with the sayings of Allah subhanahu, with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. There should be neither harm nor reciprocating harm. O Allah, make us of those who fulfill their trusts and responsibilities, who preserve what they have been entrusted with, and O Allah, protect us from the pandemic and all of its tribulations. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ السِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two blessings there are which many a person squanders, and they are good health and free time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to honor good health and to honor the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we intend thereby to serve Him. I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.